Book Interrupted is looking for another fan to join us for a book cycle. Is there a topic you'd like us to discuss or you think needs more exposure? Go to www.bookinterrupted.com/fans to submit your book pick. Parental guidance is recommended because this episode has mature topics and strong language. Here are some moments you can look forward to during this episode of Book Interrupted.
Oh, it's very, very good if you ever get some balls.
Thank you.
I don't know. And I get it. I mean, I understand that men don't want to think that they're predators, but you can't discount how women are feeling.
Falling in love seems a bit better than the risk of death.
Women all over the world were like, bear 100%. And men were like, are you kidding?
Like, wow. Where are you going? I am not knowing. You know, three guys go to a river and who crosses first?
You're good at this.
Sounds like you're more comfortable with the gas meds.
I am.
So she was actually in a romantic comedy with her enemy.
She was.
I was.
That's what happened. Yeah.
Aren't clothes a form of privacy?
Totally.
Well, then I picked the crime one. I wanted it.
Me too. Yeah.
You ready, guys? Let's do this.
Express yourself. Share the wealth. Hold on to your bookmarks. We're off the shelf. Express yourself. It's good for your health. Book Interrupted is off the shelf.
This episode of Book Interrupted is off the shelf. Hold on to your bookmarks.
On this off-the-shelf episode, we are going to play Would You Rather.
I love hate this game.
Are you guys ready for the first question?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you rather be trapped in a romantic comedy with your enemies or trapped in a horror movie with your friends?
Ooh. Come on, Sarah.
I love it.
No, I hate it.
My first instinct is romantic comedy with enemies. Because I think that would be funny and I'd probably fall in love with my worst enemy.
Right?
So I kind of like that.
Yeah.
And I, okay, horror movie. Okay, great. All my best friends are there. But then all of your best friends could be brutally murdered in front of you.
Could you imagine?
A legit threat of death. Yeah. Romantic comedy. Like, there's a legit threat of love. Like, why would we pick horror?
I know, I just think about it. Like, they might start the movie with you as a horror movie, but they might not make it to the end or you. It's a matter if they're there.
And what if you're the killer? Could you imagine? And you kill all your friends.
It's too risky. Even though I love my friends, I have to go same line of reasoning, KJ. Like, the risk of falling in love seems a bit better than the risk of death.
That one was an easy one when it boils down to it.
What do you think, Virginia?
I would pick the same because I can't stand anything horror. Like, have you guys seen Stranger Things, the show?
Oh, yeah. You don't
can't watch it? I'm too scared.
I had to cut it. Exactly.
Oh, it's not scary.
I just shut off the first episode. I'm like, I'm out. I can't do this.
Oh, it's very, very good if you ever get some balls.
Thank you.
I don't know. Dude, I'm 50. I think that just sounds.
No, I
should be
either.
Getting less scared.
Nothing scary.
Still don't want to die by an axe, though. Although it's also terrifying if it's a romantic comedy, having to like make out with an enemy. That's also equally horrifying. Awful. But
I'm weird. I like it. I'm like, who is my enemy? Let me think about this like in real time. It's also easy because I don't feel like I have any enemies. Really.
I think Brad Pitt's my enemy.
Yeah,
I think
totally.
Brad Pitt's
I hate Brad Pitt. He's yeah. such a jerk.
I hate him.
Sarah, what about you? What's your...
Yeah, no, a romantic comedy. I can't even watch horror movies. I've maybe watched two in my whole life. Mm-hmm. And the thought of, no, awful.
No.
Horrible. Did I force them on you? Was it me? Did I make you?
Meredith and you, yeah.
We're so mean. We are her enemies.
Three times because I had a date take me to Silence of the Lambs and I still have nightmares from that.
That's
movie.
Not even that scary.
I was just like, why are you taking me here? Oh my God, Kim!
It is a psychological thriller.
terrifying.
He wears someone's skin as clothes.
He asks people to put the lotion on the skin.
Or that gets the hose again.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Don't see that.
No. Your date was a real dum-dum.
I would go out with that guy.
Like, feelings of getting it on later.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, totally. Let's watch this movie about this guy that puts on other people's skin.
Okay.
And then let's make out.
First movie we went to, I think, was Titanic. And I was like, oh, this is so great. But I was crying. And then we watched that one. Oh.
Anyway, relationship over.
Yeah.
No, actually, I married him. Yeah.
Oh, no way, really?
He was my first kiss. And I married him, then divorced him a year after we got married.
So she was actually in a romantic comedy with her enemy.
She was.
I was. Yes.
That's what happened. Yeah.
So no problem. Point. I picked that one.
That's when she came up with the question.
Yeah. Right. I've done both. I'm in curtain A and curtain B.
Oh. Okay. Oh,
funny. Okay.
Would you rather live in a future where people take everything too seriously or a future where people don't take anything seriously?
B. 1,000. I can't handle too serious. I would be probably killed because I wouldn't be participating in taking everything too seriously. There's no way.
That's why I want the first option, because I want to
stand
blow
out.
That up. Yeah. I want to be the rebel that goes in and goes, let's be silly.
Lighten things up. Well, that's what I want to know. Like, what are the consequences of remaining silly in the future where everything's too serious?
Oh. The Handmaid's Tale comes to mind for me.
It'd be dead.
I think it's good.
Dead.
Yeah.
Oh. I would do the same. I couldn't do it. I've done those like personality profiles at a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was 87% of the yellow, which is, you know, outgoing, makes a good time, like the lot. So yeah, I wouldn't survive in that all serious lands. I would.
It would still be hard in the nothing is serious land, because like if something serious, like if you were like, my mother is dying and someone was like, oh, wah, wah, wah,
or whatever,
you were like, I'm sad. And they'd
see,
be like,
that is
care.
What feels scarier to me is being around a whole bunch of people that have no moral compass. Everything is like, ha, ha, ha. I think there'd be a part of me that would want to control it. And how do you do that?
Why do they like, have no moral compass? So how did you make that jump?
I don't know. Because I just think because there's no seriousness.
There's
nothing.
So there's no morals?
Taken seriously. Yeah. I picture the wild, wild west.
Like the wild west wasn't silly. I feel like that was very serious.
I know, but I feel like it'd be the wild west mixed with people on a lot of marijuana, just laughing, not giving a shit. Like, how would anything get done?
True. Wild west of clowns, right? Like, what? You who cares if the electricity comes on? We're busy doing funny dances or whatever happens.
I don't know if you guys can help me figure out this movie. There is a movie with Luke Wilson where he like goes to the future, and it's a future where nobody takes anything seriously.
I know what
and,
it's
like,
called.
Just...
It's called, I want to say like Stutopia. Dax Shepard's in it, isn't he?
I think he is.
And he has crops on. Yeah, it like literally predicts the future though. What the hell is the name of that fucking movie? I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's, they're sitting just watching advertising. They're eating crap. They don't care about anything. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I still would prefer that to The Handmaid's Tale, I guess. But either one sucks, really.
Either way.
That movie's like a comment on society. They're not taking things seriously. They're like so, what are we, a consumerism? Like they're so...
capitalist.
Okay, hold on. I can't believe I think of it. Like I listen to his podcast every day and he talks about it often.
Oh, does he? I think it's basically saying this is where we're going towards. Everyone's getting stupid. They have... Oh, you have it? What is it called?
Idiocracy.
Yes.
Oh, that was not what my brain was looking for.
It's an interesting movie, for sure. It was not what I was expecting when we put it in.
It's funny when you say that when you first asked a question, because I was thinking that would actually make a really good movie, like a premise of a movie.
Oh,
but looks
so
like
weird.
It's already been done. Yeah.
This interruption is brought to you by Unpublished. Do you want to know more about the members and Book Interrupted? Go behind the scenes? Visit our website at www.bookinterrupted.com.
Book Interrupted.
This interruption is brought to you by professional sports, specifically the NHL.
Why in the world do interviewers or the press need to interview the players? They get trained to answer, and it's always the same answer. It's like, yeah, we played a good game. You know, we worked together as a team, and, you know, the other team, they fought a hard battle, but, you know, we just came up on top, and our goalie's really great, and we'll just see what happens in the next round. And it makes me laugh every single time because they answer the same thing every single time. How does that add value?
Book interrupted.
Would you rather... I have bifocals on and I hate them, by the way. Just putting that out there.
But are they new?
No, but I rarely wear them because I hate them. And because my computer's not down, I'm like...
Oh.
Trying to read like this. Look at my nostrils.
I know. Just a moment.
Shit. Okay. Would you rather speak in rhyme for the rest of your life or have to speak in riddles for the rest of your life?
Riddles. Ooh.
I think it would just be so annoying to have to speak in rhyme. You would just be the most annoying person ever. And I would find myself annoying. So riddles would be for me.
To speak in rhyme all the time. Is that what you're saying?
Oh my gosh. Don't. Stop right now.
I'll do rhymes. I can't stand being like, I don't understand what you're saying. And then another riddle, I'm not getting it. Please stop talking to me.
Tell me again.
Another riddle. I'm still not. I don't know what we're doing.
I want both. I want riddlers talking to rhymers.
Oh, geez.
Really?
Wow. Where are you going? I am not knowing. Three guys go to a river and who crosses first?
You're good at this. I don't know. Maybe this is
it's fun,
language.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What do you pick, Kara?
Oh, I would do riddles for sure. I like to speak in metaphors anyway. So I'm like, okay, great.
You're like, what's different?
I'll talk around my point. Okay. That's what I do anyway.
Okay. So would you rather live in a world where there's no crime or no privacy?
Oh, golly, these are
I feel
hard.
Like these are somehow related because if there was no privacy, wouldn't there be no crime? Because everyone would get caught?
I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't privacy kind of required for crime?
No, I feel like the really good criminals can do things out in the open.
Okay, right.
Oh, God, that's scary.
Okay. It is.
New love. That's the horror movie. Right back to the horror movie.
right there.
They're just doing it out in the open.
They have the whole premise and everything. Don't add riddles into it. Don't add that layer.
That's a tough one.
I think about Big Brother, right? Like Big Brother, not the good, awesome show, but the George Orwell novel.
Yeah.
I thought about
that. That's called 1984. So that's what I'm talking about. That's not cool. I wouldn't want that kind of no privacy. Oh. They don't even have like privacy to think away from whatever the brainwashing is. Like, no crime sounds good. There's some crime right now, and we have privacy, and it's not that bad. Like,
yeah.
I guess there's no context, right? What type of crime?
True.
Like, is it just like it is today, or has the crime changed or gotten worse? Or...
Yeah, and how does one define crime? For example, if someone is starving and I see them stealing, to me, that's not a crime. I'm like, no, they're doing what they need to do in order to survive, and it really must suck for them.
Yeah.
But like in places like Singapore, it's against the law to chew gum. So in those cases, I was like, it's all right. Like, it's just what
it's all right. Hey, Singapore, that's actually okay.
You know? Yeah, I think I want the privacy. I would take the crime.
I feel like the privacy is important.
Privacy is so important. Yeah,
I pick privacy too. I'd rather privacy.
Like, what if it was in your thoughts? How deep does this lack of privacy go, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Does everybody live in literal glass houses? Are we allowed to wear clothes?
Right.
Like, aren't clothes a form of privacy?
Totally.
Well, then I picked the crime one. I want it.
Me too.
You've swayed me. Immunity all the time. I'm in. For everybody, even better.
No. Okay. Would you rather always have bad gas or always have a really dry mouth?
Oh. We have to again classify the gas. Like, is it stinky? Is it painful? Is it silent? Is it loud?
Deadly.
Deadly? Okay, we need to know.
When I say bad, I would say all of the above. It's painful. It's loud. It's smelly.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Then I'll go with dry mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we don't know for sure that the dry mouth is then going to lead to bad breath. It just says dry mouth, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you always have it. Carry around water everywhere. Be like,
right. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, right. Suck on a lozenge. Yeah, yeah, me
too. So I'm guessing right? You can't do the medication for it, right? Because there's medication for it.
Well, that's a good point. There's not much medication for dry mouth, but there is lots mouth. Of medication for bad gas.
But dry mouth, like, there is.
Is there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Then.
Yeah.
But I might take the gas and take the Beano.
Really?
Well, then you wouldn't really have bad gas because you'd be medicated and your mouth would be moist and lovely.
But you could take the medication for the dry mouth and never have that explosive gas.
What is the medication for dry mouth? I don't know that it's effective. I don't think it's tried and tested as much as gas medication is.
Beano is.
Has it
really
gone through the 7-year trials?
Listen, yeah, exactly. When my dad had throat cancer, his treatment removed his ability to make saliva. So he literally, like, legitimately had super dry mouth. And you can't eat. You can't, what? Like, because the very first step of digestion is your saliva breaking down your food with your teeth and stuff. So it would be hard for him to even just eat because of how dry his mouth was. He's progressed into being okay and better now. But when it first happened, like, one of the side effects of his treatment was so dry that, like, he could choke because he just didn't have any lubrication helping out the process, right? So then farts and medicine, because I don't know about any dry mouth medicine that he was taking or that was going to help him. I guess that's the question. What is the cause of the dry mouth? Because if it's like your saliva glands are shut down for a minute, maybe the medication to make your mouth wet doesn't work.
So you want to know what kind of results do these dry mouth meds offer?
I want to know what's more effective
versus Beano,
the gas meds or the dry mouth meds, because
you feel more it sounds like you're more comfortable with the gas meds.
I am, because I feel like those, like, they've been around for a while.
Tried, tested, and true.
I could just take Pepto-Bismol
and put potpourri in my underwear. There we go.
Oh my.
My underwear.
Actually, there's one more I wanted to say because it shocked me. So at first when I did the Would You Rather, I went through a rabbit hole because I was like, I'll make it tied into the book, Lessons in Chemistry, and make it feminist. That was a bad rabbit hole to go down because it was really super depressing.
Really angry.
Yeah.
Like, would you rather have the right to vote or the right to have an abortion?
Yeah.
Right? It was just so depressing. But there's a viral thing on TikTok that went out, and it was a would you rather for women. Well, actually, it's just the would you rather, and then the women's responses made it go viral in the US and other news.
You know,
I got it from US Today. What do you think it is?
It's the one about, would you rather run into a bear late at night or a man?
Yes.
Or something like that, right? And all the women are like, at least I know the bear's not going to rape me. It was crazy.
What?
It was, yeah. If you were alone in the woods, would you rather counter a bear or a man? And women all over the world were like, bear 100%. And men were like, are you kidding? Like, yeah, you guys suck.
Oh, do you know what this reminds
me of? Everyone. But if you're alone in the woods, most women were like, I want to encounter a bear.
Yeah.
Terrifying to run into a lone man.
I know. It was, I think, it's just a bear?
I swear it's like 100% of women too, right? It drives me crazy. Even looking at some of the reviews for Lessons in Chemistry, just to hear sort of what the general commentary is about, you should see some of the comments about how bad this book is. And it was just, it's usually men, some women too, just like the feminist point of view. It's just such bullshit, you know, like that, just the denial of it. Are all these women not wrong, but like, you can't question everybody's experience, you know? It's just,
that's crazy.
I find it nuts whenever you see the commentary, whenever women speak up about what their fears are, you know, how they don't want to walk alone at night, you know, all these kind of things. And I get it. I mean, I understand that men don't want to think that they're predators, but you can't discount how women are feeling and that they feel this way, and a lot do, you know, so.
I think some of the shock or upset from the men is similar to the white privilege, white people accepting white privilege. And I think it's because we have lived in a patriarchy for so long mm-hmm. men literally don't like, it's like, what's water or what's, remember that, I never can say it right. Right. But like racism is literally like you're a fish swimming in the water and someone's like, the water's nice today. And they're like, what's water? Cause you're so in it. It's so all around you that you're not even aware that it's part of everything.
That and it's so, shaping the way you interpret and perceive. Cause it's just, it becomes a part of you.
It just is, right? Like, just like if you were unaware that there was air in the atmosphere, right? Like you can't see it, but it's literally everywhere and part of every function, right? So when women, women also, I think were, I want to say brainwashed, but I don't even, I feel like that's not the actual right word. They're so immersed in the patriotism, I don't know what the right word is now, like the patriarchy ways that they also don't even know that this isn't actually appropriate or right. And then as we progress and move forward and Me Too and all of these things, women start to realize like, this is fucking bullshit or whatever. Like some women, like, cause you know how even in the book, that secretary at first is like just doing what I'm doing. Right. And then she kind of comes around and realizes. And anyway, I'm kind of rambling now, but it reminds me of how some white people have a really hard time accepting that white privilege is a thing and white fragility is a thing. And it's like, male fragility in this feminism kind of lens is also a thing, but I think it's relatable in why sometimes they're so unaware of their own fragility.
Yes.
Yeah. If that makes sense.
This sounds like probably where I should sign off. It's like you guys are getting into
I'm
going to
be out of this conversation.
No. It's just because I want to get into it, but I was like, this is such a perfect segue into the book.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my friends. All right. Have fun discussing the book. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, definitely read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you can't watch it, there's watching. You
can know.
Or listen.
It's different though.
Consume it in any way.
It is different.
Just do it. Just do it. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Okay.
See
you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Book Interrupted. If you'd like to see the video highlights from this episode, please go to our YouTube channel, Book Interrupted. You can also find our videos on www.bookinterrupted.com.
Hi, this is Leah from Book Interrupted. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you'd like to learn more about us, the Book Interrupted members, or check out our swag, or anything at all, go to www.bookinterrupted.com. We'd love to get to know you, and you could even choose one of the books in our book cycle. So please check us out and keep listening.
Book Interrupted.
Never forget, every child matters.